This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1651. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 10th, Argentina, Bangladesh, Belarus, Bhutan, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Egypt, Germany, Guam, Korea North and South, Mexico, Moldova, Pridnestrovia, Russia, Somaliland, Spain, Tajikistan, Tatarstan, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, here's another feeder frequency on LSB from Argentina, 11440.06, heard by Koji Hashimoto in Japan, January 7th from 0806 to 1002 UT, with quite good signals in Spanish, and he caught four IDs between 0827 and 0953 as Cadena Tres, meaning Network 3. This is the Argentine Army Station LTA, rebroadcasting local Buenos Aires services, presumably for listeners in Antarctica. That's 11440. 4750 is quite an interesting frequency. Ron Howard in California says he's detected four stations on it, two from China, one from Indonesia, and of most interest lately, the reactivated home service of Bangladesh Betar. It's on exactly 4750. He was hearing it on January 3rd as early as 12:35 and still going past 16:18. News in English is supposed to be at 15:30, and sometimes there is, or it's in and out mixed with Bengali. On certain days, Bangladesh has been nearly 100% readable. Also heard on the other coast by Art Delibert in Maryland reporting to Hardcore DX, January 6th at 11:45 to 12:10 with a good signal, time pips on the hour. Meanwhile, the external service of Bangladesh Betar is on 7250, heard by Koji Hashimoto in Japan, opening the Nepali service at 1312, but at least on January 1st, the Urdu service at 1400 was on 15505, which we've not been able to hear for several weeks. However, Supratik Sanatani in West Bengal forwards a report headlined Bangladesh formally inaugurates 250-kilowatt shortwave transmitter, the upgraded 250, and rotating antenna system were formally inaugurated at Kabirpur on 7 January by the Bangla Information and Broadcasting Minister Hassan Ul-Haq Inu. A Betar news bulletin said that the newly commissioned state-of-the-art antennas will help BB to improve its external program transmission quality. Built at a cost of over 60 crore taka, the transmitter will make the external listeners of Betar receive its high-quality programs easily. Well, let's hope that also means they have fixed their modulation problems, but that's really a studio rather than transmitter defect. In Deneb Radio DX via RusDX, Dmitry Kotozov in Russia reports hearing the Belarusian service of Vatican Radio relayed from a Belarusian transmitter on 7255 at 0555 UT December 30th with news from Vatican Radio. This may be on Sundays only, not sure of the days or the time span. Note that Vatican itself is on 7250. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring Bhutan Broadcasting Service just about every day, 40 hertz above 6035. The sign-off times vary a lot. For example, on January 4th it went off at 1416, but on other days it stayed on the air past 1600, including English, from 1501. Ralph Perry in Illinois reports Brazil's Radio Imaculada Conceição in Campo Grande has been doing well several mornings lately on 4754.91, signing on January 4th at 0900 with the news show in Portuguese and even better on January 6th. He also reports on exactly 4785, Radio Cairari in Porto Velho, Brazil, several recent mornings, such as January 4th at 0910 through 1015 UT. They were playing acoustic guitar selections and mellow orchestral music in IDs such as Cairari Rural. Artur Antonio Raimundo in Manaus reports on 11830 Radio Daqui in Goiânia, Brazil, December 30th at 1054 with Música Sertaneja de Qualidade. Also heard by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, who was surprised to get it, January 7th at 1056 to 1301 with music and information and time checks. He says it's been quite a while since he's heard it on 11830, instead just on 4915. The mighty KBC informed us that it would be testing modulation on 6150, Friday, January 11th at 13 to 15 UT. Harold Kuhl says that's from a transmitter site in Bulgaria. However, another announcement from Jan Ostervein of KBC said the January 11th test would be at 15 to 16 UT with 150 kilowatts bearing 306 degrees. There's always something out of order at Radio Havana, Cuba, and we enjoy logging all their anomalies. January 6th at 0609 UT, the major English frequency 6165 was instead open carrier, dead air. But guess what? At 0626, I heard digital noises interrupted by Spanish spy numbers. The YL was giving only one five-digit group and then back to the digital noises, and this continued alternating past 0635. It seems the Cuban spy transmissions have this new format. Rather than just strings of numbers, they're now doing much more digital encoding. Anyhow, the spy numbers appearing on a Radio Havana Cuba frequency make it painfully obvious that RHC is an integral part of the Cuban spy agency, Dirección General de Inteligencia, DGI. They share transmitters, so it's easy to get RHC on spy frequencies or vice versa. Easy, that is, if you are run by incompetence. It's not the first time it's happened by far, but it's the most blatant in recent memory. The spy numbers normally appear around this time on frequencies between 5.8 and 5.9 megahertz, but neither spy nor RHC was heard in that area at that time. The next night, January 7th at 0537, we were hearing the Spanish numbers and digital tones back on their usual frequency, 5855. Via BCDX, Costa Konstantinides in Greek Cyprus forwards the message he received from Mustafa Tosun, head of transmissions at Radio Bayrak in Turkish Cyprus. That's the station rarely heard on 6150. He says, as for Radio Bayrak International on shortwave, the transmitter is still on the air, however with reduced power. As I told you before, the damage to the antenna system is much bigger than we anticipated. We did some repairs, but it still needs a lot of renovation. There is a big discussion going on about cutting expenses in all areas due to the recent economic crisis. The government is considering the close down of the shortwave services, which I strongly oppose. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring the last two remaining shortwave stations of the American Forces Network. He was pleased to find that Diego Garcia, 4319 USB, had good reception and no interference, which is unusual, for at least 4 days, January 4th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, at various times between 13 and 1520 UT. However, as of the 8th, the other one, Guam 5765 USB, had been silent for 3 days in a row, which frequently happens, but so far they have always come back. Don't get your hopes up that this will be repeatable or stay audible, but Stephen Wood in Massachusetts reports finally some listenable audio from Radio Cairo on 9720. It's been a few weeks or more since the last time I actually had any audio. Theme music at 0214 and news headlines in English, followed by news in detail. I had to tune slightly off frequency upper sideband to get any decent audio. Still, only 60 to 70% of the program was audible. There was deep hum with fades and moderate static. Overall poor, but at least the modulation has improved just slightly enough to listen again as of UT January 9th. Via Gary Stevens of the Pirate Free Radio Board, January 9th, via Mike Barraclough, this from Radio 6150 in Germany. They're saying they're testing a newly arrived transmitter to be starting at the latest on Saturday. That would be January 12th. Although apparently, from what is said here, they were already running some tests as of 1740 UT on January 9th with 750 watts. So keep an ear on their frequency, 6070, despite retaining the name of Radio 6150. Though we should make clear that this station is in Germany, as is Hamburger Local Radio. We're pleased to see a report from Manuel Mendez in Spain of hearing World of Radio last Saturday, January 5th at 0630 on 7265. With SINPO of 34433. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports some changes at Deutsche Welle from January 1st. They've canceled all shortwave broadcasts in Chinese. And a frequency change for an English broadcast, which of course comes via Rwanda, intended only for Africa, at 0500-7425, replaces 9800, as well as the Portuguese half hour which follows. Wolfgang Büschel of BCDX was listening to a remote receiver in Tokyo to the Voice of Korea, 9650, January 6th at 0800-0830 in Japanese, and found they were overmodulating and putting out two spurious signals, peaking 9592 and 9712, but covering these wider ranges, 9584 to 9598 and 9677 to 9717. John Filiozzi of Half Moon, New York, is spending the rest of the winter in Sarasota, Florida, and enjoying improved shortwave reception. For example, KCBS, the North Korean home service, on 11680, coming in well at 2245 past 2330 UT. However, there's not so much Voice of Korea external service to be heard. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has figured out that three of their transmitters are currently not on the air, and put together a non-schedule of all the missing broadcasts. Partha Sarathi Goswami in West Bengal says this was on the KBS World Radio English Service Facebook page from Moses Vasantan. It says, here's a look at our newest transmitter at the Gimje site. It's the one we talked about on Worldwide Friendship. This is beaming the airwaves to North America. Hope you enjoy the picture. Well, it's a nice new RIS transmitter from Croatia, but we suspect it's not really on the air yet, and a brand new transmitter is of no use unless they have the proper antennas to go with it, as well as proper frequency management. Their schedule still shows their broadcast to North America on an 81-degree beam, which is actually aiming at Hawaii and Buenos Aires. Hardly appropriate for North America on 15575. This Facebook item also mentions that they will have a regular DX show every Sunday on the English service, probably hosted by four different people across the globe, one each week. In ABDX, Justin Nielsen says XEG 1050 La Ranchera de Monterrey still broadcasts in AM stereo. I caught them up here in Ottawa once last fall, blowing chum and what was then ESPN 1050 off the dial. After a lot of intensive monitoring, I've finally identified the very weak signal in the noise I've been hearing on 2910. It's the third harmonic of XEVT 970 in Villahermosa, Tabasco, Mexico. I've heard them signing on at 1100 and off at 0600, both times playing the Mexican national anthem, and they're audible almost until 1300 in the mornings as permitted by the noise level. We are at the midpoint of World of Radio number 1651. Consult our website for a lot more information, including the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 13-02, upon which this program is based at worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Kent D. Murphy in West Virginia, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Remember Radio Moldova International? It used to be on shortwave and then became a webcaster only, forgotten by most of us. In the NASA group, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania has received a message from their mailing list. He says, I managed to stay on their list all these years after their brief time on shortwave. I've gotten numerous contest announcements, but this one had a familiar theme of closing down the station, and using the term liquidated makes it sound real serious. Here's part of what they say. Reforms are developing at present at the public broadcaster Teleradio Moldova. On the eve of New Year, we were informed that Radio Moldova International will be liquidated. The administration believes the programs we develop don't meet the requirements of listeners. The leadership of the company proposed our programs should not be broadcast, but some of the stories translated into Russian and English on the web page. We kindly ask you to express your opinion on this issue. What do you think? Does the foreign listener need such an RMI station and its programs? And their email address, one among several, presedinte at trm.md. Let's try this one instead, easier to remember. moldovainternational@gmail.com. Radio PMR, the existing so-called Moldovan shortwave service, has been missing, but it was only for their Christmas vacation, according to announcements. Stephen Cooper in England has the latest as of January 9th. They have returned to shortwave after an Eastern Orthodox Christmas break. However, they now have a reduced schedule with 1 hour a night instead of three. It seems to me it was more than three previously. It's still on 7290, and the new schedule is on their website, radiopmr.org. Once converted to GMT, it's Monday through Friday at 21 to 22 UT, 21 in English, 21:15 in German, 21:30 in French, 21:45 in English, except for the last 2 or 3 minutes of each quarter hour with music fill. So they've eliminated Russian on shortwave and less time for other languages and less music. But at least English is getting aired twice at 2100 and 2145. I was getting a bit worried since I didn't tune in until after 2200 on January 9th, then 7290 was already off the air again. 7290 is also our last remaining chance to hear Voice of Russia in English, supposedly for Latin rather than North America, starting at midnight UT. I haven't had much luck hearing their frequency at 22 to midnight, 9395, which is via Armenia. In England, Dave Kenny reports to the British DX Club a good signal from VOR in English at 16 to 17 on 5885. It's beamed to Asia, but surprisingly strong here. After trying 4975 and even 4780 despite Djibouti, Voice of Russia has found a new 60-meter frequency, 4960. That's the relay via Tajikistan, heard by Victor Gunatelica, Sri Lanka, in Pashto and Dari from 13 to 14. And then after 14, also heard by Ron Howard in California when it's in English. Actually 80 hertz above 4960 on January 2nd. Parallel to 7260 via Vladivostok. Wolfgang Büschel of BCDX in Germany seems to have been monitoring Voice of Russia 24 hours a day, trying to put together their complete shortwave schedule, what's left of it, in all languages. Well, medium wave too, using remote receivers when necessary. He says nobody knows exactly the latest shortwave schedule of Voice of Russia since January 2nd. The website in Moscow in all languages is the most terrible thing I've seen in 40 years of DX editing. No schedules in French, German, Portuguese, or Spanish can be found. No mention of Chinese and other exotic languages. The journalists at Radio Moscow Broadcasting House have not understood at all that their station activity has been made smaller by at least 80%. But we are used to that method since Soviet times. Paco Rubio of the Barcelona DX group in Spain reports to Noticias de X that the Voice of Russia, since January 1st, only broadcasts Spanish in DRM, 6,000 kilohertz to Spain at 20 to 21 UT. The same goes for Portuguese and Italian on shortwave. He says there are a total of 21 hours in 9 languages now, broadcast by Voice of Russia only in DRM to Europe, I might add, assuring the smallest possible audience. Steve Price in Pennsylvania has been monitoring Radio Hargeisa Somaliland on 7120. He says, opening at 0330 with anthem and ID and mentions of their internet address and frequencies, the signal strength this New Year's week was a phenomenal S9 to 20 over signal for the first 45 minutes in the clear with excellent modulation. I've heard it well past 0500 UT with S7 to S9 signal and in the clear here in Pennsylvania. However, the strength drops to around S2 or 5 by 0530 to 0600, but it's still audible when I quit at 0600. Sometimes it comes on a few minutes late around 0338. However, his receiving setup is somewhat extraordinary. 400-foot long wire with a 200-foot buried ground counterpoise and numerous copper pipes 8 feet into the ground connected to a buried 200-foot counterpoise. This was from January 1st through 4th. He says it's all about the grounding system. David Williams in Sacramento, California, who enjoys monitoring Spain as much as I do, apparently, despite their best efforts to curtail their broadcasts, says, contrary to the main page with an inaccurate program schedule, if you look here, you will find at the bottom of the page current programming for the different Spanish networks, including Radio Exterior. It's www.rtve.es/radio/. However, I see that it's in UT plus one, so subtract 1 hour, and it requires a lot of scrolling. It just shows what's on currently, and you can also look at what's on mañana, but no further into the future. David also asks, is the Xi'an China relay on 11910 still in service at 12 to 14 UT? It used to be reliable here in California, but a no-show lately. Brock Whaley in Kandahar, Afghanistan says January 3rd is another country off long wave. Tajikistan, 252 kilohertz, has been noted off for several weeks. They used to be heard around the clock here. It's 150 kilowatts, 500 miles away, but no sign of them day or night. Instead, he's hearing Algeria on 252 in French at 3,570 miles, fading in around 1630 UT. He's still trying to hear Ireland, the other long wave, on 252. However, Brock is hearing Tajikistan on 927, the Voice of Russia World Service in English, in fact, at 0230 to 0300. That's 300 kilowatts at 506 miles away. Since the close down of the Samara site in Russia at the end of the year, we were wondering if the Tatarstan Wave program would still be on shortwave. Apparently it is. Wolfgang Büschel of BCDX in Germany was hearing it on 11895 at 0410 to 05 UT, and also the second program at 0610 on 9410. But he thinks the transmitter site is now one near Moscow, such as Taldom. From coast to coast in North America, at least four of us agree on the best frequency and time of all for hearing the BBC World Service, even though it's only for 1 hour in English, and it's intended for Africa, 03 to 04 UT on 7435, as noted by Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, BC, Steve Luce in Texas, me in Oklahoma, and Pat Blakely in South Carolina. I ran across BBC Chimes signing on at 1359 UT on 15710. And then checking the schedules, it's the Dari service, followed by an hour of Pashto at 15 UT from the Cyprus site. However, these are not aimed at Afghanistan, but instead 317 degrees, that's 317, for Western Europe and, incidentally, onward to North America. Why in the world are they broadcasting Afghan languages to Europe? Kai Ludwig also wonders. They used to do this from the other direction, from a UK site, but they've never explained why. Goodbye, Smith Munt. A BBG press release says, January 3rd, passage of new law enhances our journalists' reach, improves the agency's use of resources, and increases transparency. The new law updates one of the founding statutes of public diplomacy, a change the board has long supported. The Defense Authorization Bill the President signed includes a provision that reduces restrictions on dissemination of materials within the U.S. that were originally intended for audiences overseas. This means news and info produced by BBG journalists for people in more than 100 countries can also be made available for broadcast within the U.S., many already available via the Internet. This was known as the Smith-Munt Modernization Act when it was first introduced in Congress in 2010 and reintroduced last year. You should read the complete comments, and especially Kim Andrew Elliott's response at his kimandrewelliott.com or in the new DX Listening Digest. Among other things, Kim says, this should make many people very nervous. If you hear a weak broadcast on 6970, it's not necessarily a pirate such as XFM. Harold Froge in Michigan says he heard a mixing product from WWCR. When it's on both 13845 and 6875, the mix lands on 6970, such as January 3rd at 2132. WYFR planned a frequency change from 5985 to 6070 at midnight to 145 UT until I reminded them about CFRX on 6070. So as a good neighbor, they agreed to move instead to 5945. Zanzibar has been rather erratic on 11735. On January 1st, Harold Froge in Michigan said it closed abruptly in mid-tune at 2043 and 20 seconds. On January 2nd, Supratik Sanatani in Kolkata, India, says he was hearing it from 1600, but it went off at 1715. On January 5th, Harold Sellers in BC heard it until their usual closing a couple of minutes before 2100. Via Dario Monferini, the propagation outlook from Prague, the geomagnetic field active to disturb January 13th, quiet to active on the 16th and 27th, quiet to unsettled on the 11th, 12th, and 14th. Other dates through February 2nd, either quiet or mostly quiet. And the outlook from Boulder issued January 7th, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on January 13th and 26th. Solar flux dropping from 125 January 11th to 105 on the 18th to 19th, and climbing to another peak of 140 January 30th to February 1st. And that's World of Radio number 1651. Glenn Hauser thanking you for listening, and hoping you'll make a point of hearing me again next week.